From July 23rd until today, Fort Drum has been holding its biggest training exercise in a decade. WRVO's Joanna Richards suited up in body armor and a helmet to observe the maneuvers and to find out how they prepare soldiers for war.
The village is full of insurgents, and soldiers with M16s lie on a berm above it, firing into the low concrete buildings. After a while, a woman's wailing can be heard below the gunfire. This isn't a village in Afghanistan. It's part of a training exercise dubbed Operation Mountain Peak at Fort Drum. For about 2 weeks, 10,000 10th Mountain Division soldiers and several thousand airmen brought in from other units have been living in the field day and night. They've been completing missions, sometimes at the drop of a hat, to practice the skills they'll need during expected deployments in Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Luz is the division's operations officer.
You know, we've been so busy across the Army, especially the last few years, that we've been training units to the best of our ability and then getting them out the door.
But now, thanks to longer dwell times or time at home, Fort Drum was able to plan its first division-wide training exercise since 9/11. The division still has some soldiers from its 10th Sustainment Brigade deployed to Afghanistan, but all of its three infantry brigades are here at the post.
We've been blessed with having a little bit more dwell time, and with that time comes the opportunity for this type of training.
In Army speak, Mountain Peak offers an opportunity for multi-echelon training. In layman's terms, what that means is that soldiers and units at all levels get to train together, from the single private training with his weapon, to company-level battle exercises that incorporate helicopter support, to planners and logisticians figuring out how to move thousands of troops, food, water, and equipment around Fort Drum's 47,000 acres. Even the division headquarters staff has left behind their air-conditioned offices for high-tech tents in the field. Lou says the conditions are part of the training.
When you have to contend with the generators, someone has to go put fuel in them. When you have to contend with, do we have the electrical system set up correctly? You know, these are all great lessons learned over the last week or so.
The division's 3rd Brigade Combat Team returned from an Afghanistan deployment in March, so many of the Mountain Peak training exercises focus on enabling the brigade to impart lessons learned to the division's two other infantry brigades.
We call them tactics, techniques, and procedures that they learn from a year's time in Afghanistan. You shouldn't walk this way, and we recommend you create a formation that moves like this because of how the enemy fights, because of the enemy tactics, techniques, and procedures. You should try to use your weapon system in this manner. It's more effective because you can't see over a window top if you stand like this.
Back at the Mach Afghan village, Specialist Scott O'Donnell is braced for casualties. He's a platoon medic, and it's his job to treat and help medevac soldiers who have been Mach injured in the battle.
They'll say you've got a penetrating chest wound, I have to step in and treat them as they're real. I have to pull out my med pack, pull out whatever items I need to treat that casualty. You know, we tie him to the litter and we send him out to the bird. The bird takes off and flies away.
O'Donnell says the experience has made him more confident in his abilities, and it's made his platoon come together as a team. Colonel David James Francis is commander of the 10th Combat Aviation Brigade. He says the big idea behind Mountain Peak is simple. Stress soldiers out now so they'll be less stressed later in a real war zone.
In this exercise, we're putting leaders from platoon leaders, ground soldiers up through our aviation company and battalion commanders through all of those stressors so that the first time they see it isn't in combat.
For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards at Fort Drum.